Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message, Celebration of New Wine. And we were looking at a passage of scripture found in the Gospel of John, the second chapter. And the reason I feel God has placed this on my heart is that those who are listening, while you love God and desire to see His best in your life, sometimes with the results of trials and battles or unanswered prayer, we just need spiritual strength renewed, and we need spiritual joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so what we see in this beautiful passage of scripture, where Jesus was willing to turn the water into wine, because wine was a symbol of exhilaration and celebration. It was a very important event in the lives of the people of that time. And we see dramatically presented in this situation, people whose lives are empty. Some of you listening right now, you may love the Lord, but you feel so empty, you feel so used up, you feel so lacking in vision and purpose and direction. And what we need more than anything else, beloved, is the wine of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I'm using wine as a symbol of spiritual joy. The new wine that Christ gives, filling our lives with His divine presence. Praise God for His goodness. Praise God for what He is doing in the lives of so many who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. He is our God. And beloved, God wants you to just seek His face. And there's, if you will listen in the Spirit, there is a trumpet sounding. A trumpet call is sounding for each one of us to come up higher, to come and sit at the table of the Lord, to come and partake of the goodness of the Lord, a table that is spread for us, even in the midst of our enemies. I love that beautiful example from the 23rd Psalm, that in the midst of our enemies, in the presence of our enemies, He is spreading a table. And so sometimes we think that spiritual joy and victory come when there is no presence of the enemy, no presence of opposition. But the Lord is showing us here that obviously, even in the presence of our enemies, even in the midst of battles, we can sit at the Lord's table and banquet and feast with Him, and He will anoint our head with oil, and He will give us to drink of the cup of blessing, that cup of new wine, which David said runs over. Do you need your cup filled today? Do you need your cup running over? I don't know about you, but I would like that. Let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we lift, you know, I think of that old song, Lord, we used to sing, fill my cup, Lord, fill it up. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, Lord, fill it up and make me whole. Praise God. And so, Father, we lift our cups to, we lift our lives. Father, the emptiness that some are feeling, the sense of lack of direction and purpose, and Lord, just the work of the enemy that has come against them to question their walk in God, their accomplishments for You, walking in Your pleasure, Lord, that the enemy will do so much to make us feel that what we do is so insignificant. And I rebuke him, bind that lie in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank You that You're going to cause us to drink to the full of that cup of blessing, that cup of new wine, that cup of the Spirit. Beloved, there is new wine for you. There's oil. There's living bread to eat. There's living waters. David put it like this in Psalm 104:15, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. Let me share some passages from Isaiah, the 61st chapter, verses 1 through 3. And this is the Amplified version I'm sharing. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted. Note, not only to bind up, to comfort and encourage, but also to heal and to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison and of the eyes to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor. And this, if you remember, this is where Jesus stopped in his reading of Isaiah 61, because it was a time of the Lord's favor, that the day of the vengeance of our God is coming, beloved. But he stopped there, and we are in the day, the year, the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. He wants to empower you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to stir up that joy. Isaiah goes on to say, to comfort all who mourn, to grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion. Where are people mourning? In Zion? Really? In the church? Really? In the body of Christ? Yes, 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 we can mourn, but God, by the Spirit of the Lord, wants to set his people free. You are listening today. God wants to set you free from that spirit of heaviness, that mourning. He wants to give you a cup of blessing, a cup of new wine, where you will experience the joy of the Lord. He wants to give you an ornament, a garland, or a diadem, a beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, beloved, the garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy, burdened, and failing spirit. And I just know by the Spirit, there are those listening, you have a heavy, burdened, and failing spirit. And God says, the Spirit of the Lord has come. Why? To anoint, to cause the good news, to illuminate the words of Scripture. Wine that maketh glad the heart of man. Beloved, that's for you now, today. His oil to make your face to shine with the light, the presence of the Lord, and the living bread of God, the Word of God, which strengthens man's heart. I don't know the exact scripture reference, but it says the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Think of that. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Why does he want to do this? Well, it goes on. Isaiah goes on to say that they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God. The planting of the Lord. Why? For what purpose? That he may be glorified. Oh, beloved, are you hungering and thirsting today? Do you need God's intervention in your life? Do you need him to lift you up, to impart that spiritual joy that you so need? Isaiah 55:1 states, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, yea, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, it doesn't matter, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." All that God requires is a seeking heart. If you will seek the Lord with all of your heart, he will be found of you. He will open up his treasure. He desires nothing but good for you. He knows the thoughts that he has toward you. It says in Jeremiah that he will give you an expected end, that he will bless you and compass you about with favor. He knows your ways. He compasses your path and you're lying down, and he's acquainted with every word in your mouth. Beloved, he knows you so intimately. He loves you, and he wants you right now. In fact, Father, right now I take authority over every lie of the evil one. someone that would make them feel insignificant, that would make them feel unloved, that would make them feel they have failed you. I rebuke lies in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for your anointing, the Holy Spirit, to destroy every yoke of deception and bondage. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of the Lord who was given at the day of Pentecost and to every believer who will accept Jesus Christ. That same Holy Spirit has not changed. His purposes, his function are the same, and he's come to anoint and to cause every yoke to be destroyed because of the anointing and the presence and the power of God. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your people being loosed right now, loosed into purpose, loosed into divine satisfaction. You will satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed as the eagle. You will cause them to drink, Lord, of the rivers of your pleasures. You will satisfy the souls of your saints, of your priests. We will be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. We shall rejoice in the house of the Lord because you have done it, God. Father, thank you. Hallelujah. Beloved, without Christ, there comes a time in our lives when the wine runs out. And that's true when the joy and exhilaration of life fade away. And that's when we need to be renewed and refreshed. I feel God's anointing, beloved. Just receive from the Lord right now. If you're able, if you're in a quiet or private place, just lift your hands to God and worship him and praise him. Lord, I thank you for that cup of blessing, that cup of new wine. Drink you to the full, beloved. Drink of the goodness of the Lord, of that presence of God that he wants to just stir up in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I could go on for half an hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. Some of you need the power of agreeing prayer. Beloved, I have found that in my own life. I know how to pray. I can pray, but there are times when I've been burdened and battling with things that I have to ask for prayer. And when that has happened, because that's a spiritual dynamic, if we will humble ourselves and say, I just need prayer, would you pray with me? Beloved, God will do a work. If we agree as touching anything on earth, the Lord says he will do it. Praise God. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I want to thank you for your prayers, your prayerful support. It means so much. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. I thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.